1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's Craig Barnwell, CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time's 8:23. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and Melissa Owen, Beacon for Hope for Suicide Prevention Director, is joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Melissa.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. You've had a lot of activities here this summer for the community, and you've got a big one coming up here on Saturday.
We do. We have our very first annual Hope with Horsepower car show down at Soden's Grove.
Great venue for a car show, that is for sure. So how's this all going to work? Give us the start time and what you're expecting down there.
Okay, registration for the show is from 8 to noon. We are parking in the grass in the shade. I know it's going to be a 100-degree day, so that should help with some of the heat, we hope. For the rest of the community to come to enjoy the show, it's from 10 to 2. We'll have great cars. We'll have food trucks. There's going to be some raffles, a 50-50 raffle. We'll have new Beacon for Hope resources available. We'll also have a new Beacon for Hope swag.
Nice. For folks that want to have their vehicles involved, is this one of those things where you get them signed up now, or is it basically more a better process to do that day of?
Actually, it's both. So we have pre-registration now. We have 10 cars that have already pre-registered. You can do that online through our Facebook page, but most will do the same day walk-up. You can register the day of.
Okay, Melissa Owen, Hope with Horsepower Car Show, Melissa with Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention. Tell us where the proceeds for this event. What do you have earmarked for this, Melissa?
Well, this particular event is focusing on veteran suicide prevention. With the increase in suicides and veterans, we really wanted to focus on how we could help educate resources and train to recognize warning signs, risk factors, specifically in veterans. So the funds raised will concentrate on developing resources for that, disseminating those resources, and providing training to help more of our community members be able to identify veterans who may be at risk.
How important and really, I guess, how prevalent is this for across our area, but really what you've seen here in other circles?
There's been such an increase just worldwide in suicide alone, but specifically with veterans, with the amount of resources that aren't really available to them. There's not a lot of education that's often given about specifically for veterans because their risk factors are different because of their experiences. So we really wanted to take the opportunity to focus on those by developing resources and working with what's already been developed to be able to give the information to our local veterans that we have in our community as well as surrounding communities to provide the resources that they can reach out to or family members can reach out to for the support that they need through these difficult times.
That kind of leads to a question here, kind of what is out there here for veterans that is readily available at this point in time and really how Beacon for Hope can maybe augment those channels?
Right now, it's really focusing on the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline that has just changed to 988. That's really the number one resource for veterans for them to press 1 to be connected to someone who is also a veteran on the line. I recently just realized that there's also a texting line specifically for veterans, so we have developed a resource for that. At the car show, those who participate in our car show, on the back of their window display that shows what their what the make model of their car is on the back, we have put the 988 number on there for veterans as well as specific from the VA warning signs and risk for suicide for veterans as well. So I'm just trying to trying to connect the different resources that we have available so that our people who do attend the show will have those. We also have somebody coming from Jamie Potter will be there from the Veterans Commission here in town. So she will be there to answer any questions and give also other resources for veterans who may be struggling trying to get certain type of appointments made, need some different types of resources too. So we're hoping it'll be like a one-stop shop for people to pick some things up that they don't already have.
Well, the veterans deserve all the help and support that we can possibly give them. And, you know, disappointment out of Washington, D.C. earlier. They were unable to pass that SFC Health Robinson Pact Act for nation's veterans. We did hear from Mr. Moran, our congressman in Washington, who did state, he says, we will get this passed, and we will get this passed soon. We hope that that does get taken care of. We're joined by Melissa Owen, director of Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention. It's the Hope with Horsepower, Come As You Are, benefiting Veterans Suicide Prevention Car Show down at beautiful Soden's Grove Park, and that is this Saturday. Registration, what starts at 8, Melissa?
Yes, it starts at 8.
Okay. And the public invited to attend, just after 10?
Yes.
Okay. And registration goes, I believe, Melissa told us, until noon. But, again, let us know all that's going to be going on down there.
We will have, the train, Sertoma will be running the train, which is nice. They have opened that up to us as well. So we'll have some live music. We'll have our merchandise that people can see. We do have official car show merchandise that's been developed as well. We'll have some. Our community is great at donating for our cause through either gift certificates or putting together a basket to help us raise funds. So we have a little over 20 raffles valuing over $1,000 that our community has donated to us for our first event. So I was just really excited about how the community has really embraced this event to help bring people together and learn about veteran suicide prevention and to be able to speak to veterans who are bringing their cars to the show.
So is there a cost to enter with your car?
It's $25 per vehicle. Yes.
Per vehicle, all right.
Not bad at all. Well, Melissa, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we get everybody ready here for the big Hope with Horsepower show coming up?
We just know it's going to be a hot day, but we invite you, encourage you to come down to have great conversations with car enthusiasts. It's a great opportunity to meet different community members, to hear different stories, and to support our local veterans.
Great event for a great cause. Hope with Horsepower, Come As You Are, benefiting Veterans Suicide Prevention Car Show at Soden's Grove coming up this Saturday. Melissa, thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
That is Melissa Owen with Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention. Car show, Soden's Grove. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, and it's been a while since there's been a car show in Soden's Grove, but it's good to have that. And again, just be prepared. It's going to be a hot day, but you'll enjoy yourself here for the Beacon for Hope car show coming up on Saturday. Want to let you know here that in just a minute, we will have our Newsmaker 3 with United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards talking about racial equity grants. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 is Emporia City Communications Manager Christine Johnson as we look at the Emporia logo redesign project, which is into its next stage as we speak.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 208-6777 for a free consultation. KVOE live and local 832, sunshine 78 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
The Biden administration this morning discussing the death of Al-Qaeda's top lieutenant.
Asked what difference the killing of Ayman al